Man, you come straight out of a comic.
I got a hard out at 12:10.
Get the fuck. Hold a hand. I don't know if you could fit that in the.
I got a hard out at 12:05. You go.
Hey, it's 10, bro. I'm out. Is my AC coming through? I just want to make sure it's not. You're not getting no feedback.
All
right, cool.
No, not at all. Not at all, man. Well, fellas, what's happening? Audience, what's happening? Welcome back to another episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book. You already know how the vibes is here. We've been talking Marvel. We've been talking DC. But we wanted to show, like, we got a little range. So we talking cartoon.
Unintended.
Ranger. Yeah. Yes, indeed. We are talking about today Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale.
Not to be confused with the strippers.
Not me, but then, and the one that they talked about at the beginning of the movie, the other guy.
I didn't know about that one. That one, I was like, wait, what?
I did not.
You didn't know about? Oh, wait, y'all talking about the Alvin and the Chipmunks? The chip?
No. The chip that they mentioned in the beginning of the movie before they mentioned the Chip and Dale dancers. There was some other like chip something that they mentioned.
Oh, got you.
It was like an explorer or something.
Yeah. Some white dude that don't know any of us know about.
Let me tell you though, if I may, first of all, Will Ferrell, how are you, brother? It's good to see you. Your hair's looking healthy. You understand?
Thank you.
It's looking strong. Will, gotta tell you, man. We were in a group chat. For those of you guys who don't know, the Straight Outta Comic Book, Will Ferrell is the anomaly, literally. But we got this group chat going on. All four of us are in there. And I don't know if it was Will first or Deuces that was like, or was it Dion? I can't remember who said it first. They were like, yo, this Chip and Dale movie is crazy. Okay, so it was Dion. I had a plan to watch it anyway, but I was like, I'll get to it when I get to it. And Dion had so much emphasis on how great this movie was. I say, well, goddamn it, I'm about to watch it right now. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I turned that movie on. Me and Tandrine and my wife, we were watching it. I paused that movie at least, at least 85 times, bro, because I had to laugh hard as fuck. Mm-hmm. Then I had to say, oh my God, this is so brilliant because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Best comedy of the year so far.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. In my head, I was like, I always saw Chip and Dale's bigger than Alvin and Chipmunks.
Did you just say the 1993 Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers was bigger than the Alvin?
That's what
and
he
Chipmunks
said. Yeah, to him.
Ben Hill.
I didn't watch Alvin and Chipmunks.
Okay, here's the thing. I want you to know this because, Will, I'm going to save you the trouble. Dion, I want you to understand, just because you don't watch something doesn't mean that it's not.
The most important of my sentence was, I didn't say yes. We.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, even though I didn't watch Twilight, I know it was way bigger than fucking Power Rangers in space. That's what I was trying to say.
Stop it. You're being a nuisance right now.
A nuisance! No.
you know the comparisons of like Heathcliff and Garfield? Like two yellow cats. In my head, like Garfield's the biggest one. But
yeah,
there's an audience for Heathcliff. There's an audience for Alvin and Chipmunks and Chippendales. I was like, I'm going to go this direction.
Take the S off Chippendale, but definitely.
But you said bigger, though. Yeah. That's like saying, you know what? Darkwing Duck is way bigger than Donald Duck.
Right.
What?
Darkwing Duck is great. Don't get me wrong.
Great.
But right. Bigger than Donald?
Bigger than Donald.
Anywho,
I can't agree with that, but I will just like how CT though said, like you are absolutely correct on what you put in the group chat, because I went watching and I was like, because I saw like the reviews and stuff and people were trying to like, you know, talk down on it and stuff, and so me, I was a little hesitant because I was like, man, I feel like this is another thing that we loved as kids and they made it for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, just like how you said, Dion, this is not for these kids.
They won't get a lot of these references. It's a good story. But it was like it was like they made it seem like they was child stars and all these niggas was falling off. And I was
yo,
like,
it was brilliant.
It was amazing.
It was not a kid's movie. It literally showed. So to your point, Dion, kids of today will not get the reference. This movie, I don't even know how they got away with making this PG because this was not a PG movie. There were references to sex, drugs, and mayhem in this movie. And here's the thing. This is what I'll say before I forget. What I hate, Will, to your point, what I hate when they've done all of these reboots to these children's shows that we watched is that they made them similar to then, but CGI, right?
Yeah.
This movie showed that, yo, Chip and Dale's, they were acting. Yeah. They had they had a TV show, okay?
Yes.
They were characters. Yeah. And after that show got canceled, actually, here's why the show got canceled. Because this nigga got offered a spinoff and the shit didn't work. He said, fuck me and my childhood friendship and why their lives turned out the way that they did. God. And it was so based in reality that it made sense.
Bro, even down to the small part, the whole fact that like the CGI was a surgery. Like,
oh, yes!
I got the CGI surgery, man.
Yes!
You look different? He said, yeah, I got the CGI surgery. We all doing it.
Yeah, but it was like how he broke it, but how they even broke down a lot of stuff like that. Like even like Baloo got the surgery.
So it was Baloo like, got the surgery.
Got it too. But then it was like,
he got the reboot. Next thing you know, we gonna get the reboot.
But it was like, it was so cool, like how you said, CT, it was so written in real life because it was like, yo, this is how I would have seen them turn out.
Right.
Dale on the Comic-Con circuit, Chip doing something that you wouldn't think he doing because he was always the star and the fearless one. And then like to see him like at the point when they got kidnapped and they start talking in their original voice, I'm like,
That's
when it became real. That's what it was
as
like.
As they was writing, he was like, maybe we can talk like this. Oh, I like that.
I like that.
I like that. So they had an accent for the cartoon.
Yeah. Bro, it was so incredible because when you're watching these characters, first of all, if you didn't finish the movie and go back and watch episode one of Chip and Dale just to see the difference. I look at it completely different now with another level of respect, man.
Yeah.
We was talking about in the chat, like when Dion was, you know, telling everybody to watch it. So like the way I got into it, I was like, I woke up and I was like, why is Ugly Sonic trending?
And so
I saw the clips and I was like, what is this? I was like, is this Chippin' now? I was like, I'm watching this now.
Sonic, fam.
They wrote that fast. That was
Bro, Ugly Do you understand the level of praise I have for this movie? For them to even say Ugly Sonic and then to see how Ugly Sonic was on some Hollywood shit
and running like, with it.
Oh, this yeah, is genius.
He said, oh shit, my teeth bit my tongue.
What? Everybody kept seeing his human teeth when they look at him.
Yeah. The thing is, they took every insult the internet gave Sonic and emphasized on it. It was like his teeth was ugly, his eyes were separated. He had the whiskers. He's like, he was too hairy. He didn't have gloves on. They kept showing him looking at all the things that people were complaining about.
But what I liked about it too was that it touched on so many ways of like, and it's going to lead to this next point of where I'm getting to, when it was like a while back, me and my friends were talking about, it's like, yo, somebody spent a lot of time designing that Sonic. And the fact that we like bitched about it and they had to scrap that shit, I was like, yo, I wonder how they feel. Like, yo, all this work and it'll never get shown. But for them to spin it like that, so he get a chance to be able to do stuff, it was like, yo.
Not even that. They made him a person.
A person.
Because you got to go with the theme of Chip and Dale. These are actors. So Ugly Sonic is an actor that got recast.
He got recast.
We can't use you, bro. I'm so sorry.
I'm really curious on the business side. How were they able to have Batman in there? Looney Tunes, like Sega stuff. How do they implement that stuff in there without getting
sued? This is how I figured that out. Whoever did it, and we saw this similar. So however they did it, that's how Disney did this. Roger Rabbit.
Yep.
This is and technically this is a Roger Rabbit universe. If you really think about it, they were the first ones to establish us interacting with cartoons in real life.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dion with the jug. This fool, this, and he got ice.
He got ice in it.
Keep going.
But it also, we saw the cameo with Roger Rabbit, so it's just like
a same lot of voice these, too.
Yeah, same voice. So it's like, I think it really just kind of flexed and showed how much really is under Disney that we didn't even know that they owned.
But wait, real quick, man. Dion, I know we was going to breeze past this, brother, but listen, man, I've had enough of this Simply Lemonade bottle you keep filling up with water. And I'm going to tell you why, man. You own a studio, okay?
Don't
you
own two?
He owns two studios where people can come and rent them out. LTE, listen, man, if I was on a business call with you and you told me about your studio and I saw you drinking out of this lemonade container, I'd say I'm taking my business elsewhere, brother. I just want to let you know that.
Dion, I would also let you know I am the complete opposite. If you would have pulled that out in a business meeting, I would have been sold.
It's like, an icebreaker.
Hey, that's in it.
Pun intended.
Icebreaker.
Hey,
I was like, hey, that's just.
It's a fifth member of the group, man.
Just call it Simply Dion.
Simply Dion.
That's it.
Hey, but
Simply Dion.
To get back, you know what? Also, I love that there was tears to the cartoons, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-oh. The Coca-Cola bear was like, he fanned out when he saw Baloo.
Yeah.
It's you.
It's you.
That was so dope.
Hold on. The layers. Talk about layers, nigga. The five voices of Seth Rogen.
Ooh,
yo,
I loved it.
I had to pause that. Layers,
I loved it.
First, I seen Pumbaa, and then the mantis came in.
Yeah.
The blob. I was like,
what? Like
this. Yeah.
That's what we do. And even his character he playing.
Yes.
You remember that 2000s when they were trying to make everything real? But their faces didn't move, and I was like,
that was the best.
You said, I'm clearly looking at you. Look at me, look at you in your eyes.
That Polar Express syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was just the way that they turned even just some of the smallest things that we forget into what they did. Like even Peter Pan.
I would say even the plot, the whole plot of what was going down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bootlegging, bro. When they showed the bootlegging part. I had to pause it because I say this might be the greatest animated film that I've seen since the original Lion King.
Yeah.
Bro, it was so spot on because we all know we've seen some bootleg cartoons. Yep. And to know that these are the actors who've been redrawn doing the bootlegs and the titles.
Let's get to the coup de grace. The reason how they got here, this nigga Monterey Jack was strung out on cheese. He said, hey, man, I came up short. I just wonder if I can get some cash, man. The Valley niggas.
If I need you.
You know, Valley dudes is out of control. Why you mess with them? He said, man, don't man, just skip past that, man.
Come on, Chip, I need your help. Need your help, mate. Need your help, mate. Some cheese I bought 2 weeks
ago. That's what I'm saying. No, they went to a trap cheese trap house.
He said, man, I got cheese trails that can have you smelling to the sky.
To the sky.
They said, if you ain't buying cheese, get out. Oh, you definitely cops. I was like,
you definitely cops.
They are slinging cheese out of here.
Bro, when that one mouse was smelling the cheese all the way to the ceiling. And he hit the ceiling.
The fact that it was a front, the fact that like he was like that whole street was a front. It was like
front, bro.
Like no, this is like she got Muppet fights in the back, like bro, like
what Muppet fight, bro? Like this, just watching this movie just even makes you expand more into thinking about like your childhood characters in a whole different light now.
Yeah,
because it was like even like seeing that, it was like, yo, like imagine this bootlegging, but it had like a darker tone. Like that's some real stuff. Yeah. Like I ain't gonna lie, like even the tone of like when they show like Monterey Jack's beard, and it was like, yo, oh, they might have really lost this dude. You start thinking about it, it's like, yo, think about it. This was like trafficking.
Yeah,
like, this was taken. You got 48 hours, like he gone.
Yeah. And then you see Peter Pan's origin story. Man. He say, I got my first big role in Hollywood. I was a big star. And then he looked in the mirror with that stubble. And he's like, I started getting I start getting old. And they threw me out.
He could have easily shaved, but he was like, Hollywood's gonna shave it for me.
Oh my god.
The legs though, too. It was like just so
But like to talk about the Easter eggs, like I don't know why me seeing McGruff in the background being a pencil pusher took me out. Like he was just so big there, just working at the desk.
Pencil pushing, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
I love the movie.
I'm gonna put it in the chat, man. If y'all get a chance, watch New Rock Stars. They did an Easter egg for everything.
Every
when I say the director and writing of this shit, I was like, nigga, it's too much to unpack here.
Yeah. No, it definitely unlocked, and I hope that this was successful enough for them to start to kind of catch on to that new trend.
Yes,
I'm calling it the Roger Rabbit universe, just so you know, just to give him his respect.
Yeah,
but they need to keep doing stuff like this for us. Like, yes. don't do reboots of our childhood. Give us that.
Yeah,
let us see stuff like that.
Buddy. Because now it makes me want to go, because I never watched the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies that they redone, because I was like, I'm not the audience. And they even touched on, before I even say Alvin and Chipmunks, they even touched on the rapping. They're like, oh, because every cartoon has to rap. And then they made the rapping scene so trash. Oh. And then at the very end, when they were like, they're going to make an R&B song out of it, even though everybody wants to hear the original anyway. And then R&B came on, but the song was so fire.
It was
downloaded immediately.
Okay? I was Michelle singing it during the credits. I was like,
But see, and in that, I like how they did the credits too, because
damn it, dude.
It keep on stopping. This internet janky.
He's season two.
But it paid off on a lot of the jokes. Like they show like the Muppet fights, and they show like certain things in the credits that
on the Disney Plus app.
Yeah,
like if you remember like that, it was in the format of the Disney Plus app. I'm like,
bro,
what?
But I want to see Alvin and the Chip, because I love the cartoon Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like, just off personality alone, you would know who a lot of my favorite characters were from these cartoons. Like, I loved Garfield. I loved Alvin. I even loved that Alvin had him a little girlfriend, and his girlfriend was like him. You know what I mean?
Chipettes.
But yeah, the Chipettes. But to see, it's like, what would that be? Like, would that now, if we were to rewrite Alvin and the Chipmunks and make it an actual movie, you got to make them former rock stars, and now they done fell off, and they got to work with new SoundCloud people or some shit like that, and the music game changes, right? Yeah. Like, yo, Chip and Dale, and
they broke up as a group.
I'm gonna give you another level. We didn't even realize this. Chip and Dale, they showed us the child star thing. I mean, they were TV stars, and the show ended, and they went their different ways. He's selling insurance. He's doing the con circuit. But what you didn't even realize is that these motherfuckers had a mystery to solve in real life, which correlated back to the cartoon and brings us right back to why the fuck we were there in the first place.
Yes, indeed.
The fact that he was like, you realize we were actors. Don't tell me any of this information. He said, hey guys, I got a clue for you. He's like, hey, do you understand? We were actors, right?
We were actors. We don't solve mysteries.
And what did you just find the clue to this? We solved the mysteries. What did you solve?
What I found hilarious. He was pissed, like, hey, do you realize we were actors?
And the fact that all his ideas was based off of episodes.
Yes.
Like, he had no original idea on
None. But here's the thing. It worked perfectly. And we thought that the dark skinned girl, she was beautiful. She did a great job. We thought that she was really the villain, and they really threw us for a loop. I like that.
Did they catch out like that?
Because you know what's funny? When you see J.K. Simmons, you think he's going to be a bad guy off top, but then you remember he's done a lot of roles, so he might be a good guy. And then they
that's what gave it away from me. I was like, Guppy Jr. is the bad guy. You gotta be. I was just like, just because how he was talking.
They also make fun of, dude, it's too obvious. The captain will not be the villain. That's too cliche, man. We see this several times.
Right.
We're like, wow. He really was.
He really was.
But what did you tell me? If it ain't broke, don't
fix it.
Even the fact that he didn't have like a real purpose, he was like, I just like money. Like, I just want money. What are you talking about? He had a fake backstory. He said, I'm lying.
I'm greedy. I just did it for the money. That was it. But yo, even seeing some of the character styles that they acknowledge too, like even like Disney acknowledging like Rick and Morty's drawing style, like when they were analyzing Chippendale and showing the different versions they could be, just showing all the different styles. I think also too, like they had like an anime version of them as well too. So it's just like for them to be so in tune, like for us and today's stuff, it's like this was a great combination. And to for them to use Chippendale out of everybody.
I love it.
It was perfect. Even like how you said, CT, like back to the whole Alvin thing. There's such a room for that. And I do want to get into that of basically which childhood cartoons based off of this universe think of and would imagine what they're doing right now. So like even like how CT said, if they got a movie, what happens if they lost all, they never had their masters to any of their stuff?
Ooh.
So here's what if Dave screwed them over? Like, I never got credit for their stuff.
The end scene credit, I agree. I want a Darkwing Duck in this universe.
Yes!
Think about Darkwing Duck and how
he's gotta be next.
They did kind of hint to that, right?
Yeah, they did. They did hint to, like, I think we might see the different worlds of this, like, you know, again, calling it the Roger Rabbit universe. Because, like I said, the plot was very dark. They may have made it look very light, but, like, yo, bootlegging and trafficking cartoons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's heavy.
I just want to know what their pitch was. Like, how do you pitch this to this kid company?
This is groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Roger Rabbit, but this is still groundbreaking.
It still is. Yeah. No, it's groundbreaking. Because, like, Roger Rabbit stuff was very, like, it was kind of older. And so, like, you kind of got the concept. Like, somebody was trying to kill him. And that was really, so they didn't really jump into anything like that. But even, too, what the biggest thing they did jump into was segregation. Mm-hmm. And so at the time they had Roger Rabbit set, that made sense. It was like, yo, cartoons of black people and regular people don't want you here. Like, yo, go back to Toon World. We don't want you here. Go do your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big takeaway from them. So to bring that back to where this is the first time we've not only seen humans and cartoons interact in a movie, but we actually see cartoons making a living outside of the character in which they were based on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
love it. And then CT, just like you, man, I used to love Chippendale. How hard did you laugh when Zipper finally talked and that was that deep ass voice?
The all state man.
Yo, when he
greetings and salutations, everyone.
Was that Dennis Haysbert or was
it
that
was, yeah, Dennis Haysbert. It was, okay.
He played the polar bear. So
I thought that was Tim Robinson.
Yeah, I thought it was Tim Robinson.
That played the polar bear.
The white polar bear?
I thought that was Tim Robinson.
He doubled up on characters.
Robinson is in the movie, but I didn't know what he voiced.
Tim Robinson did Ugly Sonic.
Right.
Devon McDonald did Jimmy the Polar Bear.
Okay. Who? Okay.
Devon McDonald.
I don't know who that is.
I'm on IMDb right now.
Okay. Dang. Oh, Tim Robinson was Ugly Sonic. That makes sense now.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, man, I would like to see
Will Arnett as Sweet Pete. That was classic.
Yeah.
Eric Bana's Monterey Jack.
Sneaky as hell. That name was sneaky.
Sweet Pete.
Sweet Pete.
It was very sneaky.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Now, you know what would have been real cool, though? Some things they did kind of miss. That would have been very funny if they were chasing Peter Pan and that dude threw, like, he opened something where a whole bunch of stuff fell. And it's his peanut butter. You remember?
I would have loved it.
Peanut butter. Oh. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been incredible.
That
would have.
Yeah.
That would have.
Titles. Hold on. The sneaky little titles they had in there was like Mr. Doubtfire with Meryl Streep. She like same family, same chaos.
And then old boy from Harry Potter. He had the the Gucci ad.
Yep.
Oh.
Bro, that
Fast and the Furious babies,
dog, that fucking rescue, movie.
Vin Diesel with the Rescue Rangers. I was like, I gotta see this now,
bro. I definitely want to see Darkwing Duck be next because they opened the door for that wide open.
Yeah,
wide open. Yeah. People popped. Like you had to see it and be hype as fuck.
Yeah,
because it could be the same thing like with Alvin. Like imagine if Darkwing Duck really has to be Darkwing Duck.
Yo.
right? Yeah. But like, even think about like in today's world, all the superheroes are popping. So Darkwing Duck probably like, it's my time. Like, look, they got Marvel, they got DC, they gotta call me. You know, like I can see the story right now, though. Like, oh, be like,
yo, this is how I pitched it to Tange. This is how I pitched it to Tangerine that night we were watching Chippendale. I said, this is how they do Darkwing Duck. Darkwing Duck was truly a hero, and he hung up his cape. And then as the years went by, all these superheroes popped up, and everybody got popular, and he was fine because cities were safe. And then a lot of the star heroes got captured, and he has to come out and try to save these heroes. And in him trying to save these heroes, he needs help from his own rogues gallery.
Yep.
Oh, that'd be fire.
And others you would think for him to show, like, there's a complex of, like, him not getting the respect he deserves. So it's like stuff he reaches out to don't help. So like, for instance, he'd be like, yo, we gonna need some help. I think we gonna need a Dark Knight. And then it comes in and then you see the cow raising up, but it's Lego Batman. It's like,
oh yeah, he went to all the auditions throughout the years. You'll see him like as Captain America in it sitting in the chair. You'll see him as like Iron Man, like, damn, I didn't get the role. Come on, David. You said this was for me.
Bro, that would be brilliant.
That would be amazing.
That would be great. Another one I'd like to see is Tiny Toons. I want to see what happens to them and a school when they get older. So what happened to
when they get older?
What happened to all of them? Yeah, like, yo, like, even the friction of, like, Buster never being able to get out of Bug's shadow.
Oh.
Yeah, because you know what? Why that would be extra fire? Because, you know, Chip and Dale, they didn't become famous until they was grown-ups. So they didn't really address kid stars in this movie. And Tiny Toons was kids. So, like, now you got that whole storyline. Like, oh, that'd be fire.
I'm really glad in the movie for Chip and Dale that it came out that Chip told Dale, you know what? You actually helped me because I didn't have any friends. And I saw you sitting there and I came and walked up because throughout the whole movie, he kept saying, after all I've done for you. And I hated that line because I'm like, all you've done for him, you didn't do anything but be his friend. You make it seem like he owes you for being his friend.
Right. Yeah, but I did love like that relationship because the two of them felt so real. And it was just like, yo, if you've ever seen anything like when stuff like that happens with Hollywood and stuff, it's like, yo, you do kind of start to forget some things that happen and everything. And it's like you blame him because he left. But just like how Dale said, it was just like, I just wanted to make it feel like you needed me. You always made it feel like, yo, I was just, you're dragging me along. And like, I can't do anything for you. And it's just like, yo, it's just like in one thing to just say, hey, man, I appreciate everything that you've done for me.
Yeah, that'd be real, man. That definitely tug on your heartstrings when you think about it, because you start looking at people in your own life, right? And you're like, damn, like, I can honestly admit that I've done that more than 5 or 10 times where I've been like, I've given the energy that I don't need a particular person and be like, oh, I don't need, you know what I mean? And then you're like, damn, I need this person. And hopefully you have the opportunity to say that to the person before too much time goes by and you don't get the opportunity. But yeah, that definitely hit my heartstrings.
I'm going to give you 2 points, which was cold. And I'm going to tie everything back together. Mm-hmm. He was like, when Dale was like, dude, why you need me for? All y'all do is just hit me upside the head and call me dumb. He's like, so, I mean, I want to kind of feel like I'm in the light. So that's why that was good inspiration. Like, yeah, I'm just the punchline. So I'm not really the important part of the character. So I'm saying that to pinpoint in the beginning, this was foreshadowing of the entire movie. When they had that mock episode where he hit him in the head with the wrench and the little tiny birds went around his head. And that's how the episode ended. That was at the end when that he was like, genius. Let's do it, man. He was like, ding. But the birds was like, don't you answer that phone.
They calling me. You can't stop what I'm supposed to be doing.
They calling me.
And it was the same villain. Yeah. Out of the entire movie, said, oh, I can't resist the birds. I was like, they tied this back together.
They tied, it was a fucking bow with a knot on that thing. That shit was incredible.
That's what Deuce said. It was just another ode to the detail you played. Like, yo, so really down to the point to where, yo, y'all give the birds their own origin. Like, we know what they do. It's like, yo, we're on call. Y'all need to get the
It's like, you ready for this? I just realized why the movie's so good.
You just realized that.
No, no, no. Check me out. I realized what a movie is so good. This movie felt like they didn't have any studio input or rewrites they had to do. I feel like this is directly from the writers.
Yep.
The way that they pitched it, here's the script, let's shoot it. That's how it felt compared to what if we changed this and what if we added this in there? You know what I mean? It felt like, hey, here's the script, let's go.
And they gave the right animals.
Yeah.
Andy Samberg? Andy Samberg. John Mulaney, on Jimmy Kimmel. I think they were shooting a shot at Disney for not making it in the movie theater because they had said, we have Chippendales that's going to be on Disney Plus. They kept saying on Disney Plus, as in like, this should have been in movies, man.
Yeah.
It kept saying it like, dude, like they're like, hey, yeah, we got a movie coming out on Disney Plus. And I was like, why do they keep saying it like that?
Here's the funny thing. What if that was a trade-off? What if, like I just said, here's the script as is, let's shoot it. And Disney's like, all right, but if we're going to do it as is, it's going straight to Disney Plus.
The next one is going to be in the movies because they see it now. They see it can be,
but also too, I think not only that, but also we got to keep in mind too, we're still now kind of just coming out this pandemic and box offices still ain't really hitting like that. Like
nothing but Marvel movies.
Yeah, but even too, like the Marvel and the Batmans, even they not pulling in like what they would regularly pull had we not been, you know, post-pandemic and stuff like that. So as good as Chippendale is, I don't think it would have got the success it could have if it did go to theaters right now.
Yeah, you're right. Because I'm thinking about we would have brought our children and people, if they don't have children, they wouldn't have went. It's already bunkers. Going off the trailer alone, you'd be like, why is Dale CGI and
Chip? And he's cartoon. But that's even more genius. But at the same time, you got to understand, Dion, movies depend on friends like you, right? Mm-hmm. So movies depend on friends like you being the voice to say, yo, you got to go see this movie. And then people are like, well, man, I'm going to go check it out. And then those people go tell their friend. Like, that's what in theater movies do. So even with a Doctor Strange or a No Way Home, Spider-Man, we had our suspicions that Tobey Maguire and Andrew would be in it, but we went because they promised us another Spider-Man movie and it was going to be in theaters. So when we went, you come back home and you say, yo, go see it. So that word of mouth got them over
Marvel,
a Billy immediately.
But I think what Dion pointed out too, though, there is this taboo of being an adult and going see that. Like, even like some of my friends like got a little like hesitant about going to see Sonic 2. It was like, yo, unless you got a kid with you, and I ain't finna go see Sonic 2. It was like, you grew up on this. You're gonna see Batman, which is what you grew up on. You won't go see Sonic though?
But to CT's point of having people to say, yo, go see this, I think whoever's idea was to leak the high def version of Ugly Sonic and that clip, that was smart.
Because
the internet ate that up, and that made a lot of people go see it, and that was a lot of people like, "Yo, see this, but watch this clip." And
I don't think y'all. If I told y'all three niggas, like, "Nigga, listen to me, go watch Paw Patrol. It's gonna blow your fucking mind." You'd be like, "Nigga, pipe down."
No,
if you say it like that, if you said it like that, I would go see it.
I would go see it. But like you saying though. I would have, if you tell me it's on Disney Plus, all right, I'll check it out. Yeah. Because I respect your opinion.
Right.
If you tell me, yo, you got to go see Paw Patrol by yourself in the theater.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
How y'all doing, kids? I'm here to see. My friend told me to go watch it.
But again, it's the passion. Ahead. Like I said, if you said it like that, Dion, with those words and that, I'm like, okay, something else is about this that I got to see.
Yeah.
Dion going
wild. If it had options, though? If you were like Fast and the Furious, Doctor Strange, Paw Patrol.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's all about, for me, it's about credibility. Like, when I talk to people, and if I've had a great opinion, like, for example, when we all watch the movies that we watch and we talk about them and we're like, oh, man, you know, we have a similar opinion, these are opinions I will take into account when trying something new. But if it's like, if I've disagreed with you on something being fire and you tell me something is dope and I'm like, that shit was not dope, I'm not going to listen to you. So you saying Paw Patrol in the theater, I'll be like, all right, well, fuck it. Let me go see what's up. You know what I'm saying? If it's that fucking good. Like if you said Chip and Dale was only in theaters, I'm like, I'm going. I'm going to choose a time where kids are in school so I can enjoy this shit.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you were to tell me, what's a good example of a trash ass movie? If you told me Morbius, because me and Dion saw this shit together. If Dion said, hey, yo, you know that new shit is? What? What is it, Dion? I'm starving tonight. What is it, Dion? Oh, man, that Morbius. You got to go see that Morbius. That would have been the last time I ever listened to him.
Now you, I'm on the edge of my seat. Tell me, CP. Tell me.
Morbius, nigga.
Morbius.
Listen, but hold on. Look, just so we also clear, look. Morbius wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. All
right? Listen, it's not even... Listen, Will, because I'm not letting you finish this sentence, man. You gotta understand. Morbius, we knew... Listen, I wanted it to win. I love Jared Leto. Like, when I look at Jared Leto on film, I'm like, this guy is a star. He's got something, right?
Yeah.
The movie had so much promise until he flew to the roof. And Tyrese was right behind him. I said, I've had enough. This is not possible.
It's missing like three chapters of the film.
Yes. Who told the editor to cut anything? This was ridiculous. Then he's just an orange jumpsuit? Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going to say that, man.
He went from the roof.
Yeah, I was like,
he had a sale already picked out. I say, nigga, where is the due process? This is not how the law works.
I like how Morbius is now like CT's bottom. Like he's like, bro, you stay Morbius.
Nah, because it was like you kind of get mad too as a black person. You'd be like, listen, I ain't never seen a white man get put in the orange jumpsuit. That man's ass.
Never. And he's white. Exactly, right. Will. Right. Come on, man.
How dare y'all show this inaccuracy? And then, you gave me a white jumpsuit in federal, then I may have believed. He got a whole number already.
Bro, when I saw
like 6 months of due process,
skipped it all. This nigga didn't have no court appearances. You mean to tell me he went from questioning to an orange jumpsuit? Nigga, y'all missing some scenes, guys. And at the very end of the movie, they just kept showing Tyrese more and more angry. I'm like, they got to show us why he's this mad, fam. You can't just be that mad off top.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, was your brother on this boat he killed all
of right. This makes no sense.
You're very aggressive about this. Yeah. But speaking of aggressive, DC, before we get ready to close out, DC, just switching gears, seems to keep wanting to get a little bit more progressive, but I'm not sure how progressive this is. Now, we're going back to our group chat, like we said, and I think it was Deuce that introduced this, that DC is about to release a new character into the DC universe, which is a combination of Batman and Superman.
The strength and abilities of Superman, but the wisdom and tactic approach to Batman, that's too much.
It's all OP.
I know is this. I know nobody wanted to say it, but I feel like in the DC comic world, the murder rate for black people is gonna shoot up with this character. I feel like all white people was like, we just need one.
So it's called Batman Superman's World's Finest Number 4. That's what's the comic it is, and that's coming out for it. It looks, I mean, the character design is dope to me.
It is. No, I like the character design, but it's like, so you're telling me you gave a dude the powers of an alien, which is pretty much unstoppable, and you gave him Batman's bank account?
Oh, yes.
This is the most dangerous motherfucker in this damn universe.
He has to be a villain. We gotta do that.
He gotta be. There's no way this dude is not a villain. And even seeing the picture that was being displayed, it was like, I feel like something about the Green Lantern got to do with this too. Or this dude gets more stronger with kryptonite.
So what they said, Devil Neza has magical abilities that has teamed up with the likes of Dr. Alchemy and Mirror Master to turn Wonder Woman into clay and corrupt Green Lantern. So that's the story of why they had to merge together to fight and everything. So, but yeah.
So you're telling me in this comic universe, Batman and Superman are Goku and Vegeta.
Yes!
Yeah, they and these motherfuckers them fused.
They fused.
To beat it. This is, listen, man, this is exactly number one why I don't read comic books. And two, this is why I can't. It's getting harder to defend DC, bro. You gotta understand, man. Defending DC comics is like having a little brother that you have to continuously tell people, please don't hit him when I'm not around.
Yeah, that's
he talks hilarious. A lot of shit. Because I know you want to hit him.
You know your brother over here making these CW Flash seasons.
I know.
And CT, I'm in the same boat as you because on my podcast, I'm the DC guy. And everybody else, I'm like, so.
Wait. Keep going. I know.
Hey, you know your brother over here got arrested for drinking, man.
I heard.
Now you heard that your brother decided to put out this bullshit Justice League and not the original version, right?
Yeah, I talked to him. I talked to him this morning, bro. Just look, do me a favor, man. Let me pull him to the side and just don't hit him. Okay, I'll talk to him.
How this many Batman is like. Your brother gonna release?
Nigga, when you said CW, nigga, do you understand that Gotham Knights is about to be a television show with the worst casting since the reboot of Barney in 93?
Bro, I got so pissed off at that poster when I said, what is this?
What is this? You already set it up on Titans if you're going to have anybody to be the heirs of Batman. But you're giving us children? Who's playing Batman?
Not only that, not only are you giving us children, you're not even giving us people we know. Like, even the ones in the beginning, one is none of the Robins. His name is, like, Christian something. Another one is supposedly Joker's daughter. And I'm just like, so are y'all just mad because Damian technically black and y'all don't want to put him out?
They don't want it.
It's like, so we just not going to give no love to Damian. Like, Damian, Batman got a whole son. We just refuse to let acknowledge till it's time to make the cartoons and let him be a badass.
Like, can we just give us the, can you give us that? When you see first, okay, I thought that they canceled Batwoman. I thought they canceled Legends of Tomorrow. I thought they canceled Black Lightning and the entire CW lineup with the exception of the Flash so that they could move everything revamped to HBO Max.
Yep. That's
but when you start creating new bullshit ass shows, I'm like, why are you negating the audience that you've already built up just to create more CW bullshit?
Yeah.
But you may have a point, though, in saying that because with what they're coming out, now that you say that, that does make a little more sense. Because now it makes sense as to have Gotham Knights with people we don't know so we don't get confused by it. So you might actually have a point as to why they are canceling a lot of these big names. Because I'm noticing DC is doing a lot of, doing a lot of stuff with characters we really don't know.
Yeah.
Off-brand characters. But I am seeing HBO stepping it up a little bit more with DC. Yeah. So what it seems like is CW is not going to give up their contract for DC shows. And so it's like, yo, we got to keep creating different spinoffs that's going to get something. Because why the fuck Stargirl needed a show? Not well, sure. See,
that's what we said on our podcast. We was like, it feels like they already had the Gotham Knights name, and then when HBO started taking on DC, they was like, well, we still got this. They were like, all right, fuck it, just put anything to that. And like, because I like the synopsis that they gave us and everything, I don't know.
Ready,
like,
for this?
Everything's so trash.
This is the solution to the CW problem. CW, you're welcome. I'll take a check. You don't have to give me any credit. And I want a big ass check for this. Okay. You want to do no name spinoff DC characters, or I won't say no name. You want to do DC characters that will have no influence in the HBO Max universe or the DCEU. Great.
We'll say C-tier characters.
C-tier characters. Copy. Give us a Static Shock show so you can have the Static Shock universe involved on CW. What this will require is, yes, you will have to hire Black and Latin actors.
Yep.
But what this will do for your network is this will do the exact same thing for network that Warner Brothers did with the WB and UPN in the early 2000s, the late 90s, which was give you all these motherfucking numbers. And after you have your numbers and your ratings and now you back on top, now you can slowly filter out the Black and the Latin people on your network. And then you could go back to doing your white shows. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, give us the characters that at least audiences are name familiarized with, mm-hmm. instead of taking the Gotham Knights route with these junior high school kids that could not win a fight against each other.
Or look like they grew up in Gotham. None of them look like they grew up in Gotham.
They look like they there on a school project, bro. Like, like, bro, I was like,
I'm like, don't take y'all asses back to Central City and sit down somewhere.
Barry looking for y'all. I know Barry looking for
y'all. Barry looking for y'all.
Barry is looking. Hey, it looks so trash.
Wait, quick side note. I'm still watching The Flash. I had CT like last week. I'm like, bro, you still watching it?
No.
Damn it.
I've been gone since episode one.
Episode one?
No. Episode one of season eight. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm doing this season. It's so infuriating. Like, CT, bro, if you watch this season, bro, it will piss you off to the highest. It is pissing me off so much.
You know what it did? I saw, yeah, he DM'd me like, yo, you still watching The Flash? I said, absolutely not. And that's the first time I've ended a show prematurely. Like, yeah. Usually I'm a slave to a show. Like, if I start it, I have to finish it. When I watched Flash season 8, episode 1, and I saw that The Flash wasn't even in it, this motherfucker was in a hospital bed the entire, I say, oh, I think I'm done here. You understand me? Oh, so yeah. When it happens like that, bro, I can't watch it. And when you look at other shows like that, like when I saw an episode of The Flash like 3 seasons ago and they had Ultraviolet, whatever her name is, who's mm-hmm. on Team Flash, she had her own episode. I'm like, this would have been great as a B story, an A story. And that's when I was like, they're not even giving us the title character that we want.
No, I think it's one of those, like, we're at 8 and it's like, you keep approving it. And so no one's saying no, but the sad part about it is, and I don't think CW ever is catching this, and they kind of need to stop it. You will never repeat Supernatural.
No.
Supernatural went on for 15 seasons because it could. And the fact that the two actors were content with continuing to shoot. Well, they had already said, we'll shoot until they can't. And it could have kept going. But since because of the pandemic and stuff, it seemed like they was like, yo, this is the perfect time to hang it up. And it was great. The ending, if you watch Supernatural, it would make you cry.
Man.
It definitely make you cry.
Chopping onions, bro.
Chopping onions. You be like, yo, that ain't me crying, bro. Man. Like, yo, it does.
Title characters are expensive, too. You know, they go this long, they start getting expensive. It's like, okay, how can we make some money off of some, well, accentuate some subsidiary characters that can possibly branch off to be somebody else.
Subsidiary. But absolutely. I think when those characters, you knew it was coming. When you see those characters.
I knew.
No, I knew. With Supernatural, if you have the audience that they had, like, people continue to tune in. I don't know if their ratings ever drop, but with The Flash, I've watched the ratings drop. Yeah. I literally looked on Wikipedia the other night, because what I used to do when I started my sketch comedy on YouTube and Facebook, I would compare my weekly reach numbers to other shows that I watched. So I remember one week I was like, oh man, I had 5 million, you know, eyes on me this week. And I looked at Flash and they had like 2 million. And I was like, I'm beating The Flash. So now, like, if you looked at the past 7 seasons, The Flash has went from like 3 and 5 million down to 1,700,000. And it's like, it's showing that the quality isn't there anymore. And they keep going and not giving us what we want as an audience.
Well, it's because they crapped the formula. They think because it worked for Arrow, it works for Flash. Isn't it? Arrow don't have no powers.
No.
So this makes sense why he has a team.
Yes.
The Flash, you still haven't given us all of the Flash powers yet. In the 8 years y'all have had, we still have not seen all of the Flash's powers. So it's like, yo, why do you keep giving us different characters that this guy keeps adding on to this team?
Yeah.
And still, too, I'm still the main question that everybody keeps trying to figure out, who the fuck is paying for Star Labs? Who Who's keeping this big ass stadium open? Didn't y'all almost destroy half of Central City?
What is funding this? Who's funding this?
Because they love it in Barry.
They tried to have like you can do walkthroughs and stuff like that, but then they didn't stick with the story.
Here's the problem with the walkthroughs, bro. And I'm gonna just say this plainly: you can't have a walkthrough of Star Labs when this nigga is the Flash and his team is solving crimes down the hall and nobody knows. If I'm on tour, I'm sneaking around.
Yeah.
How many times has this place been attacked and ain't nobody? You mean Iris ain't never reported somebody attack on Star Labs while somebody never. There?
And his suit is in plain sight. This nigga's suit is hanging right there.
Hey, is one of y'all the Flash? I ain't never seen anybody just walk into the meeting like, yeah, Flash? Hey, bro, we having a meeting right now.
I get you. I recognize your voice.
Come back. Can I take a picture real quick before I leave?
Right. Can I get a selfie real quick?
Then let me tell you what's been happening over the past 2.5 seasons. Barry keep telling everybody who will listen, he the Flash, nigga. Everybody he talked to, this nigga. It used to be that he get vulnerable with somebody. He got to save you from killing yourself or killing somebody. And he's like, hey, I'm the Flash. Nowadays, niggas be like, hey, you got the time on you? Yeah.
Now you want
to
know
for me to tell you that I'm actually the Flash.
The part that really pisses me off about the Flash is that we seen Barry and his team defeat everybody. And then he's fighting these normal ass villains, and he has in every episode, he's having a moment like, oh, I don't know if we can do this. I don't know if I'm the person. I'm like,
I don't know, guys.
You fought gods. Like, what do you mean you can't do this?
I can't beat this guy with these magic fingers. This dude, he's magic fingers. I might have to give up being a Flash. Can you guys take care of the city without me? What the fuck are you doing?
You just have to run, Barry.
Everybody done said it. Everybody said, run, Barry, run. Like,
they keep saying it to everybody else now. Yeah. Run, Iris, run. Like, I'm out, bro.
Right. Run, I'm Ultraviolet. Out. That's not even my power.
That's not even my power.
Like, even like to Deuce's point, like how you just said, CT, like the new season, like people don't even care that when he revealed himself, he was like at the new cafe and he was like, I have to tell you something. I'm the Flat. I'm Barry. Like, I already knew who you were.
I knew who you were.
You did? What? Like, yes. It's not that hard. You don't show up to work. You're late all the time.
You disappear.
It's not that hard to figure out what you're doing.
Since we here, spoiler alert, anyways, they killed Killer Frost, right? But Kate is there. So I'm like, why is everybody so sad right now? Because like the payoff wasn't there for me. I'm like,
not only that. A dead version of her boyfriend, Firestorm, is the one that killed him. So somehow this magical being has been sitting in another dimension, then fused with her ex-boyfriend 8 years ago that died and been pining over her ever since and was just like, I'm going to break the space dimensional rift so I don't have to be alone no more. I was like, for her? I'm like, no offense to Killer Frost, but I'm like, hey man, come roll with me. I can show you some shouters on Tinder. That's way better than this.
Shouters on Tinder.
You doing all this killing, brother? Hold on.
You ain't see Poison Ivy in them in Gotham? Like, it's lit over there.
You know Mulatto? You ever heard of Mulatto? You heard a new song with Mariah Carey? Let me introduce you to her. I think you and Lotto would be very well to go.
Yeah.
I gotta
man,
go.
Yeah, before we get out of here, man. As always, I want to thank everybody for joining and taking the time to come listen to us talk about everything that's from comics, entertainment, and everything. So a quick little shout out. I'm going to let CT go first because he does have a heart out. Just let people know where to find you and everything, and we'll close this thing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, patreon.com/CTSDope. CT is dope on everything. Thank y'all for having me, man. Always a pleasure kicking with y'all. I see you, boys.
Yes, sir. Dion, you are up next.
Are we in thirds? Okay, there we go. Salutations, the unlock. That's it.
You're familiar. All right, let me get my music box ready. Deuce.
No, I got better, man. At young_deuces, patreon.com/geekset, man. Go there. You know what I'm saying? We're pushing that too as well. So,
Hey, yo, mad props. I've been seeing your guests, man. I'll be highly impressed and all that shit.
Thanks, bro.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed, man. Y'all already know where to find me. It's Will Farrow, everything, P-H-A-R-A-O-H. Make sure you check out the Straight Out of the Comic Book. Be sure to check out the arcade tokens and All Death Cannabis. New content coming out for the summer. We're going to keep this thing cracking. And thank y'all for tuning in. Let us know how y'all feel about the Chip and Dale movie. And like we said, we want to see a Darkwing Duck movie, a Darkwing Duck spinoff to this Roger Rabbit universe. Let us know in the comments. What character would you like to see get a spotlight just like Chip and Dale? And Bonker. We will catch you. Bonkers. He was in there. He was in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, I could definitely see that too. So, yep. But yes, we will catch you next time.
Yeah. Catch me on All Death Heroin.